Chapter 2. After packing Chris's things in the car, Quintel went back inside to grab the small cooler of snacks his mom had prepared for their journey. It wouldn't be a very long trip, only around 3.5 hours if the traffic was good and they didn't make any stops along the way. But since Quintel's mom was a bit of a health freak, she always made sure to have a selection of fruits and veggies to choose from instead of going for chips or candy. Cooler in hand and back in the car, the two immediately plugged the aux cord in and began blaring music, beginning with a very fitting classic, Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts. It only took them a half hour of continuous singing before their voices tired out and they began to chat.
So, mon capitaine, what are you most looking forward to in the new world? Chris asked in a French accent.
Well, monsieur, I believe the nightlife and general convenience are high contenders, but personally it is the freedom of the open air that calls to me, Quintel responded, accent variable changed from 0 to 1.
Honestly, same for me, Chris agreed, voice returning to normal.
And you would agree with me when I say that it is also nice to finally have some space from our family, although probably more so for you.
You're right on that accord. This is finally both literally and metaphorically a breath of fresh air. And even though we've only barely begun our drive, I already feel a weight off my shoulders.
I'm glad for you, Chris said, sipping on a can of lemonade. My situation was just annoying, living with my family and all. They're mostly great, but don't get me wrong. But it was time to get away. But for you, they were actively opposed to you. I guess in some strange way, I was lucky to be adopted by lesbians.
A small silence pierced the air, like a sharp knife, cutting through it with ease.
Everything okay? Chris asked, putting hand on Quintel's shoulder.
Yeah, everything's fine. I just wish things were better between me and my parents.
This isn't exactly how I'd imagined moving to happen. I guess it just would have been nice for them to be there to send me off.
The silence lasted a short while longer as the two got lost in their thoughts.
Just as they got onto Interstate 93, Chris started the conversation up again.
Well, to lighten the mood, let's talk about decoration. I know we talked about mostly white, keeping it as clean and simple as possible, but what do you think about a pop of color in the living room area? It would be a nice way to brighten it up and set the living space apart, since it's connected to the dining room.
Sure, I don't see why not. Any suggestions for which color?
Well, the carpet is beige, and the furniture is white, matching the walls, so
that would be a no. But we can decide when we go looking.
Sounds good to me. Now that I think
I'm recovered, put on Brittany, bitch. Chris obliged and opened his windows to yell,
Baby, can't you see? I'm falling.
Quintel laughed, shaking his shoulders to get off the weird feelings he'd opened up about, and joined in. They arrived at their new home around 1 p.m. Quintel expertly parallel parked the car on the street, and they got out and walked up to the door to the two-story building. It had one door that led to the staircase that reached the top floor where their apartment was. Chris popped out the keys they'd received the week prior, and they both entered. The apartment was completely empty, save for the fridge and oven in the kitchen. Chris and Quintel had pre-ordered some furniture that they would be picking up after bringing their things in.
Best 2 out of 3 for the choice of bedroom, Quintel suggested, holding his fist out to initiate the challenge.
Oh, you're going down, Chris said, bringing his right fist up and placing it in his open left palm.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, Quintel said as they slammed their fists down, revealing the winner.
Scissors for Chris, paper for Quintel. Point for Chris.
Aha, how typical, Chris said mysteriously. Their hands reset, and they threw their attacks again.
Rock for Chris, and paper again for Quintel. Point for Quintel.
Not so typical, perhaps. And now, for the tiebreaker, Quintel responded, hand poised to take his opponent down.
The battle wasn't done yet.
The tension was high, the anticipation strong. Their hands slammed down. Rock, paper, and scissors.
Shoot, they said in unison as their fists flew to their target.
Scissors for Chris, and rock for Quintel.
Dang it, Chris said, acting defeated. You may have won the battle, but the war has just begun.
It's like that, is it?
I see how it is, Quintel joked as he walked towards the two bedrooms. One was shaped like a square, and the other had the same width, but it extended a few extra feet in one direction. He poked his head in one, then the other, trying to get an idea for the space. The smaller one had a typical closet, 5 or 6 feet wide, and 2 slotted doors that swung out. The other, larger room had another closet the same depth, but it spanned the width of the wall and had no doors.
You know what? I'm actually going to take the smaller room. I mean, you have more clothes anyway, and I like feeling more closed in. It's more comfortable.
Are you sure? Chris asked.
No take-backsies.
I'm sure. You'll need the space, and I don't want the space, so it works out.
Well, thank you. And I thought you'd want the larger one, but I will gladly take that off your hands.
For the next hour or so, they made trips back and forth to the car, bringing in their suitcases. By 2 p.m., they had finished setting their things down in their rooms and laying out their air mattresses for the first few nights they were there. They planned on looking for beds that weekend. For now, though, they were hungry. Stomachs could be heard growling.
What are you feeling? Pizza? Chinese? Mexican? Chris asked.
Pizza, definitely. I could use some delicious cheese running down my throat right now.
Do you want me to leave you alone with your cheese?
Sounds like you want to do some dirty things to that pizza.
Yes, senpai. Please. I'll do anything, Quintel said in a voice befitting a large-breasted hentai girl with a few breathy inhales tacked in on the end.
Yes, senpai. Please. I'll do anything, Quintel said in a voice befitting a large-breasted hentai girl
with a few breathy inhales tacked in at the end. Okay, you, let's get going. 20 minutes later, the apartment filled with the orgasmic aroma of 2 large cheese pizzas, some paper plates and a tablecloth laid out on the floor, and the indoor picnic commenced. Chris opened his laptop and put on an anime they had been watching together, and they got through 2 episodes before finishing their food. Chris finished 2 slices, and Quintel finished 3, with the remaining 3 slices being put in the fridge for a later date. For the rest of the day, they made trips back and forth from different stores getting the essentials. Silverware, storage shelves, plates and bowls, and the like. Since they had been saving money for so long, they were able to get everything right away. Around 8 p.m., they called it quits for the day and turned in early. Before going to bed, Quintel looked for writing jobs on a forum online. He had done some freelance work here and there, working on one project, then the next, but never finding any form of regular income. As he was scouring the page for anything interesting, one listing caught his eye. Writer for scripting of Season 3 of the web show Millie and Piper. Millie and Piper. That name was familiar, but Quintel couldn't quite place it. He took to Google and searched for the title. There it was on the first result. It was an animated series on YouTube created by someone called Will Barbara. It was about 2 intergalactic lesbians who traveled the universe in search of the elusive hamburger crystal. The food-shaped power source once kept Millie and Piper's homeworld safe until it was stolen in the middle of their planet's 3-sun eclipse by the space-faring villainous Galantra. Quintel remembered watching it a few years ago. Very cute and very gay, it was right up his alley. But the series had concluded a couple of years ago due to limited funds. But in an update video on Will's channel, he explained that by popular demand, he had started a Kickstarter to bring the series back, and that he would be looking for writers and animators. Clicking on the link in his description, Quintel found that the Kickstarter not only had been fully funded, but also had raised double what the goal was. Scrolling down to see the goal section, he saw that it had surpassed their highest goal. This meant that the team would be making 18 20-minute-long episodes in Season 3, and the Kickstarter had only finished a day ago. Maybe this was the job Quintel had been looking for. Immediately, he clicked on the link on the form and filled out the information page with his resume and portfolio. His fingers flew so fast that he had to calm himself down so he didn't make so many spelling mistakes. He finished filling out the form and pressed Submit. Turning back to the YouTube page, Quintel started to rewatch the series from the beginning, starting with episode 1 called Hamburger Crystal, Yes, Please. Quintel had forgotten how good the series was. So funny and so cute, the lesbian love could not be matched. Quintel was able to finish episodes 1 to 5 before turning in for the night. If he was able to get this job, he would have so much fun with it. The next morning, Chris and Quintel made their way down the street on foot to a little coffee shop on the corner of the block.
"I just love how close everything is," Chris observed. "We don't get this in Derby, at least not this convenient. Even when we lived in Arizona, things weren't this close. At least from our house, there it was at least a 15-minute drive or an hour walk away before you could get to anything civilized."
"I know. I'm almost giddy with how fun this is," Quintel chimed in, jumping up and down. "It's the simple things in life that get me."
"Yas, hunty, work,"
Chris said as they passed by people wearing rainbow clothing and strutting down the street, hips waving back and forth.
"You know, girl,"
a few of them called back.
"Why do I have a feeling you are going to be very embarrassing to be around in public here?" Quintel asked.
"Excuse you, honey, let me live my life,"
Chris retaliated, yelling it loud and as gaily as possible.
"But also, touche, mon capitaine," he said, lowering his voice. "I'll try and keep all of this fabulousness down to a minimum while we're in among these cretins. But so help me if we end up in a gay bar one of these nights, I will not hold back."
"You got it. If we end up in a bar, you may let the crazy out, honey. Who knows? If I'm in the mood, I might even join you."
"Ha, you do that."
They rounded the corner and arrived at the coffee shop. Chris got a bagel and cream cheese with his coffee, and Quintel indulged and got a fresh chocolate glazed donut, a croissant with egg, cheese, and bacon, and a hot mocha to drink. They made their way back to the apartment and enjoyed eating breakfast on their makeshift floor table. "Okay, first order of business for the day," Chris said, licking his fingers free of cream cheese. "We need to pick up our mattresses from the store. The air mattresses is convenient, but a nightmare if you're stuck with it for too long."
"Definitely," Quintel agreed.
And then after, if you want, we can go look for a couch and dining table so we actually have something to sit at. We can check some thrift stores for the table and chairs, but I really want a new couch."
"Agreed. None of that nasty couch cushion that smells like cigarettes and cum."
Quintel finished his donut and searched on his phone for nearby thrift stores. There was one a couple miles away, but it didn't open till 10 a.m. Quintel found another one 12 miles away that opened at 9 a.m. and was down the street from the store they were picking up the mattresses from. They decided to go to that one after picking up their purchase. The thrift store ended up being the jackpot, a large round dining table with 6 chairs and an insert to lengthen the table, exactly what they were looking for. They were only able to fit the table and 2 chairs into Quintel's car with the rolled-up mattresses, so they ended up making 2 trips. On the way back with the rest of the chairs, Quintel's phone vibrated in his pocket. With Chris at the wheel, Quintel paused from navigation to check the notification. It was an email from Will Barbara about the show Quintel had applied to write for.
"We would like to reach out to you and offer..." He couldn't read it now. He needed to wait until he'd be free to really focus on what it said. He could feel his heart beating stronger, and Chris's jibber-jabber fell to the background as Quintel's own thoughts took the forefront. "Oh my goodness... Oh my God," he thought, barely able to concentrate. "They picked me to write for their story?" Ah! He could barely contain his excitement. This would be his first writing gig for a show. Not only that, but it was for a show he already loved. Even though he was gay and Millie and Piper were lesbians, their shared experiences of misunderstanding and acceptance of self had given Quintel some hope that things would get better. After Quintel and Chris got back to the apartment, they unloaded the last few chairs and carried them up to the second floor.
"Do you think we should sand it down and paint it white?
Do you think we should sand it down and paint it white?" Chris asked as they finished placing their chairs in their places.
"I don't know. I kind of like the wood look. It's a nice break from the monotony. And it kind of reminds me of home. Well, the good parts of home."
"Sounds good to me.
Now that you mention it, it does remind me of home a bit. Maybe it'll make the place feel more, well, homey."
Chris went to his room to read a book, and Quintel finally was able to open the email.
R.E., writing for scripting of Season 3 of the web show Millie and Piper.
"Hi, Quintel Friday. Thank you for your interest in the writer's spot we advertised.
We would like to reach out to you and offer creative writing control for 3 of our episodes. They would be the 3rd, 6th, and 17th episodes in the new season, and we really like the sample of your writing you put in your portfolio. If you are still interested in working with us, please call our office at 555-4663 at your earliest convenience. Best regards, Will Barbara and the team behind Million Piper. End of chapter 2.